The FBI released this surveillance camera footage of the Boston bombing suspects 3 days after the attacks took place, recorded just moments before the two bombs detonated. Peter J. Ahern, a former FBI special agent in charge, says surveillance cameras are now one of the primary tools of investigation.
The first thing you do in any kind of a crisis in an area is you go for the tapes, you go for the video, the ATM machines, anything on the street, and there'll be a team of investigators and analysts working that.
At the last count in 2007, Boston authorities say the city had 147 surveillance cameras in operation, not including private cameras, and more than 400 on buses and subways. Some are now calling for more, citing success stories from London, where surveillance cameras are everywhere. CCTV, closed-circuit TV, surveillance cameras from railway stations were an important key to quickly identifying the terrorists who attacked the London transport network in July 2005. Conservative lawmaker Philip Davies calls them a crucial tool for security services and police.
It's not just in identifying who was responsible for crime after the event, but sometimes for actually identifying where people are to try and prevent those people who you've identified at source, knowing where they are so you can cut them off if they are trying something out.
Estimates put the number of surveillance cameras across Britain at between 1.8 million and 4 million. Nick Pickles is from the organisation Big Brother Watch, which campaigns for more privacy.
The debate should be about how do we prevent crime. And if there's one thing that London as a city has proved, CCTV does very little to deter criminals, it does very little to reduce crime levels. And when you have a major security incident, like, you know, we tragically saw in Boston, CCTV is of very little use preventing these attacks happening.
But Londoners VOA talked to generally supported the cameras.
A lot of the crime nowadays are being solved because of CCTV. So I'm all for it.
CCTV is a good thing. It sometimes depends on the situations. Sometimes the police goes a bit too far.
Boston investigators noted the critical role the public played in identifying the suspects. Richard Delaurier is from the FBI's Boston division.
For more than 100 years, the FBI has relied upon the public to be its eyes and ears. With the media's help, in an instant, these images will be delivered directly into the hands of millions around the world.
Security services say that public vigilance remains the first line of defense in preventing terror attacks like those in Boston and London. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.